Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Strizzy, I'm going to publicly chastise you, sir. This is not a nice comment. Now, let's see if Jeff will highlight it in the stream, as he likes to do when somebody insults one of us. Strizzy in the chat said that people at Commanders games mistake Jeff for Major Tutty. I can't believe you said that, Jeff.
Strizzy probably can't even run down the street without sweating, so I'm not going to entertain that.
I'm just saying, Jeff, I can't believe somebody compared you to Major Tutty.
Yeah, man, that's messed up, man. Jeff, we got your back.
Yeah, I would never let somebody compare you to Major Tutty, Jeff.
I would never let no one compare you to Woody from Toy Story, JP.
Oh, you do look like Woody.
Yo, when I was in the Virgin Islands, somebody said to me, I didn't know how to handle this. He's like, it was this dude that was driving this cab we were in. He's like, hey, you know who you look like? And I know that's a terrible Caribbean accent. I was like, who? He's like, Forrest Gump. And I was like, thanks.
I think I'll go home now.
Yo, I don't think anybody wants to be compared to Forrest Gump, man. Damn. All right.
Jet night.
The Commanders are obviously playing the Eagles this weekend. This Eagles thing remains weird. Like, it's just hard to get a read. So, and Brandon Graham is now out for the year, maybe done for his career just based on his age and coming back from the injury. I don't know that part.
Uh-huh.
But Brandon Graham keeps like...
He says something else?
Well, so... All right. Hear me out here. So Jay Glazer, in the Fox NFL podcast, Glazer came out and said the following. And Glazer's usually pretty dialed in, right?
Yeah.
This is per Jay Glazer on Fox NFL podcast. About the Eagles situation. The drama was way bigger outside the building than inside the building. The first team meeting after Brandon Graham said what he said, the last time Brandon Graham said something, that when he said Jalen and A.J. aren't friends. The first team meeting after Brandon Graham said what he said, Jalen and A.J. Brown got up and were like, we're good, just so everybody knows, we're fine. The thing that nobody knows, and this is a credit to Jalen, is in the bye week, Brandon Graham and Big Dom actually went to his house and said, hey, man, we need you to kind of connect more with everybody here. As a quarterback, you can kind of get lost in that. So much other stuff you got to do. And he went out of his way, met with the offensive line, connected. He met with Sirianni like 3 times or several times, connected with him. He went out of his way with Graham, with everybody. It's not out there how good of a job he's done to connect with his teammates.
That's so if he has to connect with his teammates, something is wrong.
Just hang on. So that's what Jay Glazer said, right?
Mm-hmm.
The JPA football Instagram that, you know, I know the dude that runs this thing. He causes a lot of trouble, but a lot of people follow it. So JPA football posted a picture, and the caption was, this is interesting. Jay Glazer mentioned that Brandon Graham and Big Dom went to Jalen Hurts' house during their bye week and told him that he needs to connect more with the team. To which Brandon Graham responded, lies, LOL.
Okay, listen, bro. Normally when there's a little smoke, that's fire. So something is going on, and obviously it amazes me when people outside of locker rooms want to tell players what's really going on inside the locker room. If a player leaked that little stuff, something's happening. Maybe they didn't want it to come out, but something's happening. But ultimately, what it comes down to is that's what they're supposed to do, cover it up. But at one point, when Jalen Hurts first got there, the fact that he was always calm, cool, you know, the fact that he didn't get too high, too low, was a great thing. Once he got paid, all that become a problem. So is it jealousy? Because all I do is hear him, he does great stuff in the community. He's an upstanding person. And I think he's a damn good football player. But they don't like that? Why? Do you have to always be around the guys and be a part of the guys?
Quarterbacks are always separated.
Yeah, but you're judged differently.
Totally.
So it's amazing to me that type of stuff happened. But if you're winning the games, shouldn't that be what matters?
Now, look at the video I just dropped in here. Because I continue to think in a self-preservation league where Howie has picked Sirianni and is riding it out with him no matter what, Howie has put together so much talent on this team, they might be able to win. Did you see this video of their D-line coach, Clint Hurt, getting into Sirianni's face on Sunday? Here's the thing. They're beating the Steelers 27-13 in the fourth quarter, and the D-line coach looked kind of pissed at the head coach. You don't see that stuff happen on a lot of sidelines.
Yeah, it seems like he's having...
And Big Dom is right there trying to control the situation.
But the fact that Dom is not getting in between them, that's an aggressive conversation. But that's him letting him know something going on.
It does seem like the D-line coach said something heavy and then kind of slowed down. I don't know that this is the best comp, right? You played against these teams. You're going to know a lot more than me. Big Dom's role with the Eagles is clearly omnipresent and super important. Like, he seems to have to be everywhere at once all the time to keep this ship running.
But when you watch him, he is not separating.
Yeah, on this specifically. Yeah. I'm just saying this is more to the turmoil in Philly. They've won 10 in a row. I think pretty easily.
That is what's supposed to happen.
B, I think pretty easily they have the best roster, 1-53 in football. Mm-hmm. They are loaded.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Do you remember? I think Jimmy Johnson built the Cowboys into a powerhouse.
Yeah.
Trade away Herschel Walker. I mean, they just had so much talent on that roster. They win back-to-back Super Bowls. Jimmy and Jerry can't coexist. Jerry fires Jimmy, or Jimmy leaves, whatever technically that was sold as. He hires Barry Switzer.
His boy.
Switzer had no control over that thing.
Yep.
But they just had so much damn talent that they kept winning. They lost to San Fran, then the following year they won another Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. This feels like that to me. Now, that was crazier and more cocaine and more, like, handguns. See, this is just like, I don't feel like Sirianni has control, but the team is loaded. Is that what, you know what I'm saying?
I think that Dallas team was far more ahead of this team. They had already won two Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Okay? This team right here is trying to get there. There's a lot of little turmoil going on. But when you don't have guidance.
They were in the Super Bowl 2 years ago.
Yeah, but they didn't win it. When you don't have guidance, talent goes to waste. So they are probably better off than what people let on. But whenever you have any little strike, anything going on with this, like you got Brandon Graham talking, you got that pitcher biz, no one knows what they're talking about.
True.
I just feel this is realness, okay? Anybody knows the guy that's supposed to be the guy who controls stuff. If two people are arguing, and he just has his back to him, and he's not getting in between them, it is nothing that seemed to be threatening.
Is a better cop Brian Billick?
What do you mean?
Just a team that was so good, they won, and the coach was there, but the coach was just kind of there.
I think Billick was very instrumental in what went down up
he
there.
He was
dude.
The OC. That offense stunk.
Yeah, but hey.
I don't know. A lot of people.
The offensive line stunk, too.
He gets discredited for a
lot. They discredit him, but I'm just saying, I think this situation is so many people
want. I think Marvin Lewis was
so many people want something to be going on with the Eagles that every little thing is getting blown out of proportion. They can't be as bad as what people are saying.
Do you think any of that makes a difference this weekend?
No. I think they go come here to play, and if we play well and we get up on them, we can get them. If you don't come in here and play well, you're going to get beat.
Yeah, that Philly's good, man. That's a really good team.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.